From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. France's far-right political leader Marine Le Pen and the rest of the National Front Party is focusing on the parliamentary elections being held today. Le Pen is running for a parliamentary seat in the north, where the National Front has a much stronger support base, but recent polls predict only a handful of the National Front candidates will be elected. Thomas Vitello is a political analyst in Paris.
Front National is having a hard time now. Marine Le Pen personally is having a hard time since the debates, presidential debate. So it is not guaranteed. It is highly likely that she will win, but it is not guaranteed at this point. For her personally, the stakes are very high. If she loses, you know, in front of a candidate of La République En Marche, we'll start to have voices within the party really asking for her head.
Meantime, President Emmanuel Macron's party, the Republic on the Move, is enjoying a wave of support across France. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions planning to testify Tuesday before the Senate Intelligence Committee investigating Russian interference in last year's presidential election. Sessions says he wants to address questions about him that arose last week during former FBI Director James Comey's testimony before the committee. Sessions recused or removed himself from the DOJ investigation during the early days of the Trump administration, since he was one of the campaign officials who had met with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. before the election. Pressure is growing on Prime Minister Theresa May to announce her intention to resign in the next few months. Senior conservatives told VOA it's only a matter of time before May, who's scrambling to hang on to power, has to go. Britain's conservative prime minister is still seeking an agreement with the Democratic Unionist Party of Northern Ireland that would give her the support she needs to form a government. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.